Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me today. Thanks for hanging around with me as I continue to broadcast from New Orleans, Louisiana, the Crescent City, looking out over the Crescent part of the Mississippi River here in New Orleans, the recovering New Orleans from Hurricane Katrina. And I'm excited about having Colleen Rickenbacker back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. She is our, as I've said earlier, she's our conscience. She sits on our shoulders, sits up there nice and pretty and tells us which fork to pick up and what to say and what not to say. She's the author of Be On Your Best Behavior. Colleen, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Good morning.
You don't mind if I say you're our conscience, do you?
No, I love it, to tell you the truth.
Have you always been like that, Colleen? Were you always trying to tell people that how they should behave?
I always like to tell people things, but no, probably not.
You always like to see if you can make people do things you want them to do, right?
Uh-huh. That I've always had, I think, since childhood, so.
Is that right? How's that worked out for you, Colleen?
Pretty well, thank you.
Has it?
Pretty nice when you can get paid for it, so it's not so bad at all.
That's true, if you can convert it into a profession, right?
Mm-hmm. People should try different things that they like and, you know, want to get control over, so it's not bad at all.
What's the new installment on how we should behave as we operate our businesses that you can help us with today?
Couple different things. The first thing, it seemed like all of a sudden this past week, mainly what I want to talk today is about presentation skills, because everybody has to talk. But the other thing I wanted to tell you, this kind of just kept coming up all this past week, is people keep calling me and saying, if someone invites you to lunch, should they pay for the lunch? The answer is yes. It's a yes-no answer. If I would just call you, if you and I are just friends, and say, hey, let's go to lunch tomorrow, that's different. You share the lunch, you know, maybe, or you pay tomorrow, I pay next time. But remember, you know, that next time comes that you should be paying, not like, well, yeah, you get it today, I'll get it next time, and then that next time never happens. Mm-hmm. So that's when you need to say, well, you know, hey, Jim, you know, why don't you pick it up today? I'm kind of short on cash, or whatever you want to say as a good friend, and then next time you pick it up, make sure that you are sharing it. But in a business situation, if I would call and say, Jim, I would really like to take you to lunch tomorrow. I've invited, I pay for it.
And so let's go to lunch. Let's go to lunch is different from I would like to take you to lunch.
Yes, very much so. Let's go to lunch. Just like I just want to share lunch with you. I got an open day. Let's just go have fun and talk. That's different. You know, we're going to share it. You know, we'll go Dutch treat, whatever.
Somebody's got to make the first pitch, right? I mean, somebody's got to make the first invitation. But if I have something that I want to get from you. For whatever it might be, I want to get to know you more, I want to do business with you, I need some advice from you, whatever. And I say, can I take you to lunch next Tuesday? So I guess my point is, it's not so much what you should hear the other person saying, but what you should be saying yourself.
Yes.
Don't, in other words, the words you use when you take somebody to lunch, you should say either, hey, if you got some time next week, let's do that lunch thing or something like that. And that means that we're going to split it. But if I say I would like to take you to lunch, then that's code for I'm buying.
Right. And you might even want to say I want to toss around some ideas, I want to tell you about something I'm doing new, or I want to, you know, you could almost follow up with a little explanation why you're taking him to lunch. Because then if people see, like, because, I mean, I get called, people are taking me lunch all the time, and they'll say, I want to take you to lunch because I really want to pick your brain. My daughter's just graduating, and she wants to get into this field. They're asking my, you know, or your expertise or my expertise at that moment. So, I mean, it's not like you're paying or they're paying for it, but yes, they are. They're paying for your lunch. Now, there's
right.
One
no,
other
I like what you said about picking your brain. I was just thinking about that as you were saying that. That's a good way to say it. Is just to say, you know, I some things that I'd like to get. I could use some help with, and just literally say, can I buy your lunch and pick your brain? That's
exactly.
Simple.
And then people know, this is the only catch to all of that. Someone mm-hmm. may call and say that to you, and then when they get there, they have no idea that they're supposed to be buying your lunch. And then there's the big stall, the big holdout. Who's going to buy this
I
lunch?
I hate that.
Yeah, and it can only go so long. And, you know, that's when you go for your wallet or go for your purse and just say, well, would you like to split this today, or how would you like to handle this? If you say that, that's the easiest way to get around it. And then if they're absolutely clueless that they have no idea, then they'll say, oh, yeah, let's split it. And then, unfortunately, they invited you, but you're stuck with picking up. You know, and there's nothing you can actually do about that, because you can't say, well, you know, you invited me, so Colleen said you should be paying for this.
One of the things that I've done is if there was some kind of – if it was obviously their idea, I would say, well, why don't I get the tip?
Perfect. That is absolutely perfect. And it's always nice if people go for their wallet. You know, don't make it just like you're just going to go for it and never take it out. But go for it, and that's the perfect way to say it, especially if it is maybe someone just starting out and you know they don't have the money. You know, then you might even come back and say, well, you know, let me help you. No, I want to get this. Then let me get the tip. Let me help you out with the tip, or let me just pick up the tip.
You know, another thing is... whenever I want to make sure that there's no question about who's going to pay, I don't want any fumbling, I don't want any argument, I'll get there early. I'll give the waiter, waitress, my credit card, and say, look, when you bring me this check, it's better have the bill on it.
Let me even tell you one little step further, especially for women, because if I would take you to lunch, a man usually wants to pick up the tab. Usually. That's not everybody's situation, but usually. Or especially if there's a couple men there.
Boy, that's a trend that got upside down real quick, didn't it? Where'd that come from?
Uh-huh. It's coming back again. Which is kind of nice. But to the women out there, if you're going to take a couple men or even a man to lunch, don't even have a bill come to your table. Get there early, go to the wait staff and say, I don't want a bill coming here. Either here's my credit card or I will come up and handle this at the end. Do not bring a bill to this table. That way that woman looks very professional. I mean, it goes either way. A man could do the same exact thing.
I've done that many times.
Then
all you got to do is say, it's already taken care of.
Yeah, and it makes you just look so much more professional, that you were thinking ahead, you're very planned, you're very organized, and I like that. Then there's no grabbing of these bills over the table or trying to, you know, make someone take it. Even if you're going with a bunch of friends and you get there early and it's your turn
Absolutely.
Or whatever, just be professional
Absolutely.
About it.
Stand by, Colleen. Colleen Rickenbacker, ladies and gentlemen, the author of Be On Your Best Business Behavior. And she and I will be right back after these messages. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Oh, mirror in the sky, what is love?
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and check out our blog while you're there as well. The newsletter comes by email on Sunday afternoon, and the blog is updated every weekday, and we send it to you, or you can come and get it. And, of course, we have thousands of archives, thousands of articles, hundreds of Brain Trust members, all there to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And one of the people who's very well represented on our website is Colleen Rickenbacker, the author of Be On Your Best Business Behavior. Colleen, give us your website, please.
It's www.colleenrickenbacker.com. Would you like me to spell that?
I would like that very much.
It's ColleenRickenbacher.
It's just like it sounds, except there's no K on the end.
Exactly.
Two L's and two E's in the first name. Mm-hmm. What do we find when we get there, Colleen?
everything about me, how to book me if you would like for me to come and do a speech for you, how to get my book, and some new products. I have a couple new things out there, so it's nice just to go and visit and, you know, get some answers for what you may have about your etiquette questions.
So is there some information there on etiquette that I could just go and visit, noodle around a little bit and find out more about?
Most definitely.
Good deal. Okay, talk to us a little bit about presentations. We've been talking about how to pay. Oh, by the way, one of my favorite things to do is sit next to a bunch of women and see them splitting up the bills. That's a lot of fun, isn't it?
My only thing on that is tell them in advance that you're going to split it up 20 million ways. So
I like the part about, okay, who had the extra salad dressing?
Who had this? So just split it, be gone, and then pay the poor person there.
And guys don't do that, do they? Guys have that ego thing. They have to, I'll get this. Let me get this.
I'll pick this one up today. You know, yeah. So let them pick it up. So.
Hey, let's talk about the presentation skills.
Okay, that's kind of the thing right now, because I don't know if it's just, you know, going into the fall, going back to school, I don't know what's going on, but it seems like a lot of people have a lot of questions on that. Believe it or not, it's one of the number one fears out there for people to get up and talk in front of an audience. I know you and
it's
I
It's the number one phobia,
hard.
Isn't it? Fear of public speaking is the number one phobia.
Major. I mean, people said they'd rather get all their teeth pulled out, you know, just pull them out. People would rather jump off a building. A lot, you know, just a phobia about the whole thing about speaking. And my best things is know your audience. Know, you know, whomever you're going to speak to. And it could just be one person. It could be your boss when the time comes up for your review. It could be, you know, maybe you're a head of a department. You know, it can vary from one person to thousands of people. But know your audience. Know what they want. Why are they there? What's the bottom line? Is it for you to get a raise? Then you better tell them why you deserve this raise. Is it because you're trying to bring out a new product? Is it, you know, what are the different reasons why you're doing it? But you need to know what your audience, what are the demographics, and a lot of them are spread from 20-year-olds to 60-year-olds, you know, male, female, the whole thing. But what's the bottom line? What do they want to take away? What's going to stay with them? And you need to put yourself in their situation. What would you want to hear? Is it a 15-minute presentation? Is it a 3-hour? Is it, you know, you got to make it exciting. You got to make it, you know, that they're going to listen and hang on to every word. And then you got to remember, leave them with something always hanging there that they always want to come back and hear you again.
You know, Colleen, when people fear speaking, they hear people like you and me speak, and we have our own messages that we've developed and that we do professionally. And they hear people like us speak, and they say, well, you know, I don't know any of the stuff that they know. So, I'm not, that would be frightening to me to speak about that. But where I think they get too excited about it is when they realize that if you're going to be asked to speak, you're going to be asked to speak about what you know.
Correct.
And if I had to get up and speak and be an expert on what you know, I'd be as nervous as you are.
Right. Right.
Thinking about what I'm doing. So forget about me. Forget about Colleen. Mm-hmm. Forget about any other speaker that you've ever heard. Just get up and say to yourself, you know what? I am an expert on this. And people in the audience don't know as much as I do about this. And so therefore, take the pressure off yourself.
Right. I got advice from a gentleman. I did a military base a couple months ago. That made me nervous. They were in uniform, and it was a different, you know, it made me nervous.
But did you think you were going to be ambushed or something?
Well, I don't know. It just made me nervous. And the gentleman I was sitting next to, you know, was a very high-ranking officer, and he looked at me and he said, you're like in another space. I said, this is a little different audience than what I'm used to. And he looked at me and he said, do you think anybody in here knows anything about, etiquette? And I went, no. And he said, walked me through exactly what you just said. And I thought, you know, I am the expert on this. You may be expert on other things, but this is what I've been asked to do. And you're right, that has to be in the back of your mind right now. They're listening to you because you are the person that's in charge.
Absolutely. Give us your website again, please. Your website again.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's www.ColleenRickenbacher.com.
And the book is called Be on Your Best Business Behavior, and that's available wherever books are sold, right?
Oh, yes.
Thank you, Colleen, for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Thank you. Always my pleasure.
Colleen Rickenbacker, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. Right back with Gene Siciliano right after these messages. It's 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.